Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and I'm feeling hungry right now.
Maybe you should get a cupcake. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is Two Dozen Cupcakes. Two Dozen Cupcakes. Peter, do you like cupcakes?
Of course. There are so many different flavors, and the frosting is definitely the best part.
Well, I love cupcakes. It's one of my favorite things to eat. And today, I am feeling very excited because we get to talk about this delicious dessert. But before we do, let's read it with Peter.
Do you like cupcakes? James likes cupcakes. He makes them. He can try a new peach cupcake recipe. The recipe makes a dozen cupcakes, but he wants two dozen cupcakes. That is quite a lot of cupcakes. Taylor can help him. Alex can buy the ingredients. They can shop in the supermarket.
Peter, what is the difference between a cupcake and a cake?
A cupcake is much smaller than a cake. You bake it in a pan shaped like a cup.
That's right. That's why there's the word cup before cake. Cup, cake. But both are made from flour, sugar, eggs, and butter.
I know someone who loves cupcakes a lot. Her name's Christina. And she can tell us our keywords for today.
Hello, 你喜欢吃杯子蛋糕吗？ James 手上有一份桃子口味的杯子蛋糕食谱，他想要来试试看。名词 peach 就是桃子。James has a peach cupcake recipe. 这份食谱的材料是以一打十二个杯子蛋糕为标准写成的。一打杯子蛋糕就是 a dozen cupcakes. 名词 dozen 就是一打十二个。James 说 the recipe makes a dozen cupcakes. James 想要一次做二十四个。Taylor 说蛮多的哦。That's quite a lot of cupcakes. 这里的 quite 是副词相当很怎么样的意思。首先 James 需要先去买食材原料 ingredient。He needs to buy all the ingredients. Alex 愿意陪他一起去采购。他说 ,Let's shop in the supermarket. 句子里的 shop 是动词采购或者是购物采买的意思。
Good morning, Taylor.
Hello, James.
Do you cook or bake?
Yes, I do. Both are fun.
I need help with a new peach cupcake recipe.Can you help me?
Sure! I often bake cupcakes.
The recipe makes a dozen cupcakes, but I want two dozen cupcakes.
That's quite a lot of cupcakes!
James and Taylor are talking in the office. James wants to know if Taylor cooks or bakes.
And she does. She does both. Marie, what's the difference between cooking and baking?
Well, when you cook something, you prepare food by heating it up. You can say, I will cook the noodles in a pot. Or, her mom cooked a great meal.
Yeah, so you might cook on the stove. So, what is baking?
When you bake something, you prepare a dough and put it in the oven. You bake a cake. You bake bread. And you bake cookies.
Oh, right. So you use the oven for baking. You wouldn't say, I cooked a cake. You would say, I baked a cake. And you wouldn't say, I cooked cookies. You would use the word bake.
Well, I think it's great that Taylor can cook and bake. She can help James with a new peach cupcake recipe.
Ooh, I would love that.Peaches are delicious. It's a sweet fruit. It has pink and yellow on it, and the skin is soft.
Yeah, and if you bite into a peach, it will be a white or yellow color. and there is a big seed in the middle.
Peaches taste good, but winter is not the season for peaches. Summer is the season for peaches.
Well, I hope they have peaches at the supermarket. James will need some. Well, Taylor is a great friend. She will help James with his cupcake recipe.
Taylor will be a big help because she bakes cupcakes often. We learn the new recipe makes a dozen cupcakes.
A dozen is 12 of something. You can buy a dozen eggs, or you can buy a dozen roses for your loved one.
So a dozen is 12. What do you think a half dozen is? Yeah, very good. That means 6.
James wants to bake 2 dozen cupcakes. That's 24 cupcakes.
That's quite a lot of cupcakes. I'm sure Christina would like to try this one. Let's join her right now. She will teach us more about this word, quite.
James 想要做24个杯子蛋糕。Taylor 说 that's quite a lot of cupcakes. 其实这个句子只要说 that's a lot of cupcakes 就可以了。它表示这个数量很多耶。Taylor 加了 quite 变成 quite a lot of cupcakes。这个 quite 是副词相当很怎么样的意思。它通常担任强调的角色。你可以说 he is quite fast.它相当的快。It was quite dirty. 它蛮脏的。It's still quite early. 还蛮早的。这些都是用 quite 来修饰形容词的表达方式。如果用 quite 来修饰动词的话，你可以说 I quite liked the movie. 我蛮喜欢那部电影的。或者 I can't quite believe it. 表示我不太能相信。
Thank you very much, Christina. Well, Peter, you are quite fast at running. You are one of the fastest runners that I know.
And you are quite slow at running, but you are quite fast at swimming.
That's right. I do like to swim. Well, before James tries to make the new peach cupcake recipe, he needs to do some food shopping first. We'll find out who goes shopping with him,after we take a short break.
That sounds like a good idea, Marie. Okay, friends, we're going to take a short break right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
There are so many different kinds of cupcakes.Peter, what is your favorite kind of cupcake?
Well, one time I had a maple cupcake. That was pretty good. I also like apple cinnamon, but my favorite has to be salted caramel. That is just delicious.
Ooh, salted caramel. I will have to try that one day. All right, friends, well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Alex, are you busy?
Hi, James. No, I'm not busy now.
Great. Can you help me?
Sure.
Can you come shopping with me?
Sure. What do you need?
I need ingredients for cupcakes.
Let's shop in the supermarket.
Do they have all the ingredients for cupcakes?
Yes, they have...everything.
James asks Alex a great question. Are you busy? Hey, Marie, are you busy?
Yes, I am. I am busy teaching our friends English.
Rebecca is busy too. Let's join her now and learn more about this grammar point.
Friends, it's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. Are you ready? Today, you are going to learn how to ask a question. Are you something? For example, are you tired? And you can respond by saying, yes, I am tired. or are you cold? And you can respond by saying, no, I am not cold. Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, Alex is not busy. And James is happy about that because Alex can help him with something.
Yeah, James wants Alex to go shopping with him. He needs some ingredients for his cupcakes.
Ingredients? This is quite a long word. Let's practice saying it together. Ingredients. Ingredients. Good job!
If you want to make vegetable soup for dinner, then you would need some ingredients, like carrots, tomatoes, onions, and pepper. These are the ingredients.
Right. When I make cupcakes, I need certain ingredients so it comes out right. I need flour, salt, sugar, butter, and eggs.
Well, James will need all those ingredients too, because he is making cupcakes. James and Alex will shop in the supermarket.
Did you say shop? This is a great word to learn. I like to shop at the mall. There are so many different kinds of stores and many things to buy.
We shop at the grocery store to buy food, and we shop at stores to buy clothes and shoes.
That's right. So where was the last place you shopped at? Do you remember? Tell a friend about it.
So James asks Alex a good question. Do they have all the ingredients for cupcakes? Christina, do you have something to say about this?
Yes, she does. So let's visit her right now.
Alex 建议到超市去采购做杯子蛋糕的材料。James 就问他 ,Do they have all the ingredients for cupcakes? 做杯子蛋糕的所有材料他们都有了吗？这个句子除了问人有没有什么东西之外，其实也常常用来确认该准备的东西是不是都齐全了。比如说你的小孩要去上课了，你问他今天该带的书是不是都带了呢？就可以说Do you have all the books for today? 或者是要出门之前，你可以说 Do we have everything? 意思就是该带的东西都带了吗？
Thank you very much, Christina. So, does the supermarket have all the ingredients for cupcakes?
Yes, they have everything.
That's great. Now James can shop for his cupcakes.
They have everything.
You are very right about this, Marie.
Yes, I am, because that is today's
calendar phrase.
They have everything.
They have everything.
那里什么东西都有。
Can I buy cookies at the supermarket?
Yes, they have everything.
Can I buy fruit?
Yes, they have everything.
Can I buy ice cream?
Yes, they have everything.
Hey, can I buy computers?
No, they don't have computers at the supermarket.
Aha! So they don't have everything.
Very funny.
They have everything.
They have everything.
那里什么东西都有。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Sometimes, if you go into a store, they have nothing. Everything is sold out.
Oh, yeah. That happens sometimes, especially during big holidays, maybe like during Christmas or the New Year. But when a store does have everything, I feel happy.And I'm sure you guys do too.
Well, in that case, James must be feeling happy too. He can buy all the things for his recipe. Hey, James, when you're finished making the recipe, don't forget to give us cupcakes.
And we can't forget to review our keywords. Let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Peach. Peach. Peaches are my favorite fruit.
Dozen. Dozen. There are 12 eggs in a dozen.
Quite. Quite. I don't quite understand.
Ingredient. Ingredient. Buy the ingredients at the supermarket.
Shop. Shop. I can shop for a bicycle on Tuesday. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our lessons one more time.
Good morning, Taylor.
Hello, James.
Do you cook or bake?
Yes, I do. Both are fun.
I need help with a new peach cupcake recipe. Can you help me?
Sure. I often bake cupcakes.
The recipe makes a dozen cupcakes, but I want 2 dozen cupcakes.
That's quite a lot of cupcakes.
Alex, are you busy?
Hi, James. No, I'm not busy now.
Great. Can you help me?
Sure.
Can you come shopping with me?
Sure. What do you need?
I need ingredients for cupcakes.
Let's shop in the supermarket.
Do they have all the ingredients for cupcakes?
Yes, they have everything.
Peter, I have some sentences, but there is a word missing. Can you fill in the blank with the correct word?
Sure, we're practicing the words much and many today.
Yes, we are. Okay, first question. Don't eat 2 candy.
Okay, this is easy. Don't eat too much candy.
Great, here's the next one. Frank has friends.
Frank has many friends.
Great job. All right. There are stars in the sky.
There are many stars in the sky. Okay, Marie, now it's my turn to ask you one. How money do you have?
Oh, how much money do you have?
Great. Okay, here's one more. How cupcakes did you eat?
How many cupcakes did you eat? Hey, Peter, take a look at this photo. That's how many cupcakes I ate today.
You ate 4 cupcakes? 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yes, I did, and they were delicious.
Wow, they look so different and delicious. Well, we hope you had fun learning about this, but now let's go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Ginger, I have something for you.
Oh, did you bring a banana?
No, I brought...
Oh, I know. Did you bring me a bunch of bananas?
No, Ginger, I brought you cupcakes.
Hooray! I love cupcakes. Are they banana cupcakes?
No.
Then what kind of cupcakes did you bring?
They are peach cupcakes.
Peach cupcakes? Where did you buy them?
I didn't buy them. I baked them.
Wow! Can you bake banana cupcakes too?
Maybe. But first, I'll have to find a banana cupcake recipe.
Yay! I'll help you look! I love bananas.
It's Monday, and it's time to answer some questions. Question number 1. Where are James and Alex going? Where are James and Alex going?
You can find the answer to this question in Conversation B. James and Alex are going to shop in the supermarket. Okay, here's question number two. Where do you shop? Share with someone. Where do you shop? Share with someone. And now, let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Where do I shop? I shop at the supermarket because it has many things I can buy there. If I need to buy my fruits and vegetables, I can buy them there. If I need to buy clothing, I can buy that there. If I need something for my living room, I can buy maybe a chair or a table. These things are also at the supermarket. So for me, the supermarket is a great place where I can find everything in one location.
Where do I shop? Well, it depends on what I want to buy. If I want to buy groceries, I'll go to the supermarket. It's a very easy way to find all of the things that I need to make dinner. But if I want to buy clothes, then I'll probably go to the mall. The mall has a lot of different clothing stores, so I can find styles that I like. It's fun to go shopping at different places.
Where do I shop? Well, I shop at a lot of places. If I need food, like vegetables and fruit, I will go to the supermarket. If I want clothes, I might go to the mall. Sometimes I shop online as well. That's really convenient. I can sit at home, go on my computer, go to the store, order some things, and then they send it to my house. It's really great.
Where do I shop? Well, shopping is a hobby of mine, especially clothes shopping. If I want to buy something cute and stylish, I'll go to the department store. There's so much to choose from. I also like to shop for my home. I like to make my home look pretty. Last month, I bought 2 pillows and a lamp online. Shopping online is very convenient.
We had a great time with you today. Join us next time for a great new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.